Joining us now from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Doug, we'll start with, I guess, what has been our biggest story of the day, the rumor that Ataba Rubin could either be asked to restructure his deal, be released, etc. Let's just start with your thoughts on that.
I'm a big Ataba Rubin fan. I think, you know, he kind of sets the tone for defensive linemen in regards to how they hustle and how, they, you know, the energy he puts, you know, forward. And he's probably one of the better defensive tackles that, you know, people really don't know about. But as far as restructuring, you know, that's a different ball game in regards to, you know, what they're trying to accomplish there, you know, and, you know, what he can make. I mean, you know, then you put that on the heels of, you know, the release of DeQuell Jackson. You know, those are two guys that are, you know, good leaders in the clubhouse in different ways. DeQuell was not afraid to grab a guy by the shirt and tell him, you know, what he thought. And Ataba, you know, like I said, is, you know, he was led by example, and that's the way he plays the game.
You point out some things that I think others might overlook, which is, as you say, the heart and soul aspect of it, and what an example, what that means to other players. And you speaking also from the perspective of a former player, these are things that I would think have to be considered. It can't just be a bottom line decision.
No, I think there's a lot that goes in, and I think, you know, DeQuell, you know, age was starting to get against him. And I remember after we came back from Pittsburgh the last game of the season, DeQuell and Joe Thomas were out in the parking lot, and I started talking to him, and, you know, the news had broken about Chud getting fired. But, you know, I told him, I said to both of them, I said, hey, I just hope you guys are here when this football team wins, because you can really enjoy this town, because this town is special when this the football team is winning. And, you know, unfortunately for DeQuell, much like Phil Dawson, you know, it never happened. And, you know, those are guys that, you know, when you get to know them, they're more than just football players. They're special people.
Doug, you want to get Alex Mack back, and you want to get that done. How important do you think it is now, knowing that there is that void of leadership with DeQuell, to make sure that a guy like Alex Mack and a guy like TJ Ward, who have been here, can be presences, that they are brought back?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there is a need for leadership. You know, you look at the captains. Joe Thomas is one of the captains, and Joe is a guy that, you know, leads by example, and I think his reputation speaks, you know, highly. But, you know, Joe's not the guy, you know, like DeQuell, that would grab a guy and, you know, jump on him and say, hey, you can't do that in this league. And I think you have to find somebody like that. And, you know, maybe the fact that DeQuell was there didn't allow somebody else to do it, because they figured, out of seniority and respect, you know, that was DeQuell's job. But DeQuell was great. I remember watching a practice and training camp and seeing Josh Gordon one time kind of dog it after he missed a pass. And, you know, DeQuell grabbed him. And, you know, I said, you know, that is one guy I want on my football team. And I think, you know, we were very fortunate to enjoy him. And I just, you know, he's gone from a 3-4 to a 4-3 to a back and forth. And, you know, he played his heart out. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for DeQuell. In fact, I texted him after I heard about him. And, you know, in 40-some years, he's one of my top all-time players.
Touchdown!
Flying somersault in for DeQuell.